people speaks of the riches of God's grace. Riches of God's grace come to you, set before you here today in New Haven. Riches of the grace of God come to you through Jesus Christ here. He who is rich became poor. He who is rich became poor in order that the riches of God's grace might be set before you here today in New Haven. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He who is rich, left heaven's glory, left His home in heaven to come down into this sin-cursed world, into this swamp of human sin, came down into this world, became a man, took our nature, took upon Himself human nature, came down into this world to live and die. Living He loved, dying He saved, buried He carried, sins far away. Rising He justifies freely by His grace. Those who come to Him, those who believe, those who repent and believe the gospel. And that's His command. That's His command to you today here in New Haven. Whoever and whatever you are, rich or poor, makes no difference. The riches of God's grace is set before you. All men and all women here, under the sound of my voice today, you can be rich. You can be as rich as a king. You can be brought out of your poverty. But in order to enjoy, in order to know, in order to experience, in order to have the riches of God's grace, you've got to realize your poverty first. Your poverty that is in sin, your brokenness, ruined, lost, undone because of sin. That's all men. That's not just you. That's every man, woman and child born into this world. That's every one of you. For all of sin that comes short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, none at one. There's none good, there's none that doeth good, says God. All in the poverty of sin. All men and women born into this world. Every man, every woman, every child. Even the child born 5 minutes ago. Conceived in sin. Born in sin. Live in sin. Die in sin. And go out of this world in their poverty. In the poverty of sin. There's no poverty like the poverty of sin. But the riches of God's grace is set before you here today. Today here in New Haven. Whoever you are, whatever you are a sinner. Cut off from God, alienated from God, alienated, separated from the riches of this grace. But God sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world. God so loved the world, His creation that He sent, His Son into His creation, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those under the curse of the law. Men and women, that's why you don't work, that's why you're dysfunctional, that's why you don't operate the way that a man or woman should operate. Why? Because the curse of God lies upon the entirety, all of the human race, under the curse of God, because of man one sin, because of that original sin, the sin of Adam, the first man, the head of the human race. By him sin came, by him death came to all men. That's why men and women have to die. That's why we all die. That's why it's appointed unto man once to die. After that comes the judgment, because of man's sin, because of original sin, because of Adam's sin, and now because of your sin, all of us, all our sin that comes short of the glory of God. And so we're all of us, poverty stricken, all of us under the curse of God that lies upon humanity because of sin. But Jesus Christ, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those under the curse, to lift the curse from off of us. Only Jesus Christ can do that. This is the riches of the grace of God, that he who was rich became poor. He became poor. The Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. He became poor, that we through him might become rich, might know the riches of God's grace. The riches of God's grace set before you, presented to you here today in New Haven, that in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, that through repentance and faith, those riches of God's grace might become yours. He became a man, stepped down into this world. He who was rich became poor, stepped down into this sin-cursed world, took upon himself human flesh. He bled and died. He bled and died on that cross. He shed his blood in order that the curse of God might be lifted off men and women. He died on that cross.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
Pray.
God bless you.
Rosina.
Yeah, okay, Rosina. God bless you, Rosina. Give you God's salvation. So, friends, Jesus Christ bore the curse. He took the wrath of God upon himself, that it might be lifted from off of you. But that says all. That was me once upon a time. That was me 42 years ago in the poverty of sin. Lost, ruined, undone, just like all men. It says all, not just you. Every man, woman, and child born into this world naturally under the curse and under the wrath of God. And only Jesus Christ, by his death and resurrection, can lift that curse from off you. Lift the wrath of God from off of you. The Bible says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth, hold down the truth and unrighteousness in wickedness. Oh, my friends, can't you see it? Can't you see it? It's obvious. Obvious to eyes that are opened, at least anyway. The wrath of God revealed from heaven, you say, where? Look at the world, look at humanity. Look at broken sinners the world over. Look at the brokenness around you. Look at the brokenness in yourself. Look at the poverty. That's where it comes from. But he who is rich became poor, stepped down into this world in order that through him that you might be made rich. The riches of God's grace, that is, not material riches, not health, wealth, and prosperity, but the riches, all the riches of God's grace, that which money can't buy. Oh, the forgiveness of God, pardon for your sin, the riches of God's grace, purchased, I tell you, at awesome cost, the cost of God's Son coming down into the enduring the cross, enduring the suffering, enduring the shame, enduring the curse and the wrath of God upon himself, in order that the riches of God's grace might be yours. The gift of repentance coming from your sin, the gift of faith to believe on the Son of God, these are the riches of his grace. By grace brought to the reality, brought to an awareness of the reality of your sin, of your alienation from God, brought to an awareness of the reality of your sin against God, not just against yourself, not just against your fellow man that you sin, it's against God, God only that you sin, it's God that you've offended, it's God that you need saving from, it's his law that you've broken, it's his love that you've sinned against, it's the goodness of God that you've offended. And so, my friends, you need saving from God. You need saving from the one who sent his Son, astonishing, amazing. The one who's been offended, greatly offended by your sin, has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that through him a sinner such as you might be reconciled to God. The reconciling love of God, that's the riches of God's grace, freely set before you and freely received. You can't buy it, you can't be good for, you can't be religious for. It's freely receive the free grace of God and receive in the way only of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He who was rich, who became poor, in order that the riches of God's grace might become yours in the way of repentance and faith. God commands you. He doesn't invite you. He doesn't offer you. He commands you to repent and believe the gospel. But here's the thing. You can't repent. You can't believe. You can't obey that command no more than you can obey the Ten Commandments of God. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. You can't obey those commandments. So it's a certain fact you can't obey the command to repent and believe the gospel unless God gives it to you. Only by the riches of his grace can you be brought to that place of seeing your helplessness, seeing your impotence, your powerlessness. Powerless to obey God. Powerless to repent. Powerless to believe on Jesus Christ. Powerless to receive the riches of God's grace. So how on earth can anybody possibly be saved, you say? If we can't do what he tells us to do in order to be saved, how can we be saved? Well, by the grace of God. That's the riches of his grace. Because, my friends, he provides everything. He provides everything, and he does everything, and he gives everything. And unless he gives it to you, unless he provides it, unless by his grace he brings you to that place to see your poverty and sin, that is. Unless he brings you to that place sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin. God has provided the blood sacrifice. His own Son, the Lamb of God, which taken away the sin of the world. The sacrifice has been made. The blood has been shed. Divine blood, my friends, shed on that cross in order that a sinner like you, poverty stricken in your sin, that you might become rich, the riches of God's grace in providing His Son, Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, through the preaching of the gospel, that which we're doing here today, through the preaching of the gospel, by the grace of God, only by the grace of God is it possible that you can be brought to that place of seeing your sin, of being aware of your sin, of being aware of your lostness, of being aware that you're undone and faced with a lost eternity one day, unless God gives you, unless by His grace He melts your sin-hardened heart, He takes the heart of stone out of you and gives you a heart of flesh, unless by His grace He melts your heart and breaks your heart and gives you tears for your sins and brings you to that place of crying out to God that He would have mercy upon you, a sinner. But nobody ever did that. Nobody did that of themselves. Nobody ever did that themselves. God has to give it to them. It's the grace of God that does it. That's the riches of His grace. When He melts and breaks the heart of a sinner, brings them to see their poverty and to cry out to God that He would have mercy upon them. And oh, by the grace of God, by the gift of God brought to repentance, that's not something you're even willing to do, even desiring to do. No, why? Because you love your sin. You love the darkness. You've rejected the light. God sent the light into the world, but men love the darkness because their deeds are evil. Nobody ever repented of themselves. Nobody ever desired to repent. God has to give it. God, in the riches of His grace, He has to supply it. He has to supply everything. Everything, I tell you. And only by what I'm doing here today, foolishness to the world, foolishness to those who are perishing. They just laugh, they just mock. Because they don't get it. They don't understand it. They have no understanding. They love the darkness. Their deeds are evil. They prefer their sin to the riches of God's grace. But those whom God gives it to, and He gives it, He gives His grace to whosoever He pleases to give it to. It's His choice, not your choice. God chooses who He saves. Not man who chooses. It's not of man's choice, and it's not of man's working. It's not of man's deciding, and it's not of man's being religious or anything else. It's simply and only the grace of God, the riches of His grace. He gives repentance to whoever He wants to give it to. But unless He gives it to you, you'll never repent. Never. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says Jesus, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God demands repentance. God commands repentance. But you can't repent. You can't do it. You're powerless. You're trapped in sin. You're chained to it. You love the darkness because your deeds are evil. Unless God gives you the repentance, He must give it to you you never will repent. You must believe. He commands faith. It's faith that saves. Repentance towards God, the one you've offended, the one who's angry with the wicked every day. You've heard it said, you've been told God loves everybody. That's a lie. That's a damnable lie. God is angry with the wicked every day. Furious, I tell you, with the wickedness of sinners every day. Angry, I tell you. Angry God, an angry God. You're a sinner in the hands of an angry God. And I tell you, your life, your death, your eternal destiny is in the hands of an angry God. It ought to make you fear. It ought to make you tremble. It ought to make you to cry out to Him that He would have mercy upon you. Anybody and everybody who's told you that God loves everybody, away with that nonsense. Away with that nonsense. That's not true. If God loves everybody, there'd be no need for Jesus to come and die on a cross. Endure the cross, the shame. Endure the curse of God and the wrath of God upon Himself. Jesus would not have had to die if God loves everybody. It's a damnable lie, and it's a lie that will damn your soul if you believe that. No, my friends, the truth is that the riches of God's grace is given to whosoever God pleases to give them to. But He does so because He's a giving God. He's a giving God, and He gives salvation. He gives the riches of His grace. He gives repentance to men and women. How? Through the preaching of the gospel. That which I'm doing here today. Foolishness to those who are perishing. Foolishness to those who are on the pathway to perdition. You think what I'm doing is it a laugh to you, a joke to you? You think it's foolishness what I'm doing here today? That's proof that you're on the pathway to perdition. But to those who believe, to those who are being saved, the preaching of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It's the power to bring them to the riches of God's grace. It's the means that God uses to give repentance to men and women. Being told about their sin, being told about their lostness, being told about their poverty and sin. This is how God operates His salvation. It's how He brings salvation, not to everybody. Not to everybody, but everybody He gives repentance to. Everybody He gives the gift of faith to. Faith, believing on Jesus Christ, is the gift of God. It's a gift that God gives, and He gives it through the preaching of the gospel. So my friends, unless you believe, unless you repent, unless you come to a realization, unless God brings you to a realization, unless God, by the preaching of the gospel, awakens you out of your sleep of death, awakens you out of your drug abuse, awakens you out of your slumber, your sleep of death, and awakens you to the reality of your sinful state and condition, that you're in the hands of an angry God who's soon going to sweep you into a lost eternity, into the damnation of hell forever. Unless God awakens you, unless you hear the call, unless you hear the blast of the trumpet, day's coming, my friends. Day's coming when your poverty will be made complete. The poverty. gravity of hell, where the smoke of their torment arises up forever and ever. That's the end. That's the end of sin. That's the end of your, that's the end of your love for sin. That's the end of your poverty now. That's the end of all men without the grace of God, without repentance, without faith, without the riches of God's grace. But he who was rich, he who was rich, I tell you, beyond anything you can imagine, he who was rich became poor, stepped down into this swamp of human sin, untouched by the sin, unaffected by the sin. In him was no sin. Jesus Christ, the only good man that ever walked this planet, Son of God, became man and walked this earth among sinful men and women, unaffected by the sin. In him is no sin. Bled and died on that cross, spent himself, gave him up to the death of the cross. He did not. No, friends, he did not. He was not killed. He was not murdered. He laid down his life. I have the authority, I have the power, he says, to lay down my life and take it again. And that's what he did. He laid down his life. He gave himself up to the death of the cross, that through him you might become rich, the riches of God's grace. He laid down his life on that cross in order to take the curse, in order to take the wrath of God, in order to take the sinner's sin and give to that sinner the riches of God's grace, his righteousness. Righteous, righteous forever. Righteous unto all eternity, by faith in the Son of God, believing. Only believe, says Jesus. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth, even your salvation today. Faith towards the Son of God, the mighty Son of God, conquered sin and death and hell. The riches of God's grace set before you here today, that you might become rich through his poverty, that you might become rich as a king, that you might one day share heaven with the Son of God who became poor, that we might become rich through the riches of God's grace. So I call you today through the preaching of the gospel. I pray for you. I pray that God would be gracious to you. I pray that in the grace of God, through the preaching of the gospel, that God would give to you that which you need desperately, need more than you need to breathe, I tell you. That he would give to you the necessary repentance, that he would give to you the necessary faith, that he would give you, pour out his riches upon you, and grant to you repentance towards God, faith towards the Son of God, and that you might be lifted out of the poverty of your sin-cursed life, the danger, the death that lies upon you now, and soon to become eternal, everlasting, unless God in his grace, unless God in his kindness smiles upon you and grants you that grace, grants you his riches to to be a partaker of the riches of God's grace in His Son Jesus Christ is what He sent His Son into the world for. It's what He sent Him for. Will you not call? Will you not seek Him while He may be found? Will you not call upon Him while He is near? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Call today, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, abundantly pardon. Repent ye and believe the gospel, New Haven. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye. Repent ye. Repent ye. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. So close to you. Come so near to you. Through the preaching of the gospel. The way, the means by which God brings the riches of His grace to men and women. Hear the word of God. Believe the word of God. Read the word of God. Meditate upon the word of God. Yes, if you will, upon the person of God's Son, Jesus Christ. He who is rich became poor, that you might know and enjoy the riches of His grace, the riches of God's grace in Jesus Christ. Your sin pardoned, your debt cleared, forgiven, and given the assurance one day of heaven. Because one day you're going to breathe your last, just like all other men. You're going to breathe your last, and the very next person that you will see is the God that you've offended. The very next person that you see will be God Himself, the dreadful judge. Before that day comes, and it's coming, and coming soon, it's appointed unto man once to die. Before that day comes, before judgment begins, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as many have done in the past, and many do today. Harden not your hearts, but rather call upon the name of the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Enjoy the riches, all the glorious, wonderful riches of God's grace. Better than anything money can buy you. Better than anything religion can give you. Religion doesn't cut it. Only Jesus Christ saves. It's to Him that you must go. It's to Him that you must trust in. You must believe on the Son of God. You cannot be saved otherwise. Repent and believe the gospel today. Repent and believe the gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The word of God, New Haven. Today, repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand.